The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum, and hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening today with Imana, which has no one on it. Inshallah, you well. And inshallah you guys enjoy this week's episode. Daily with Imana is a weekly chat show where I discuss a variety of topics aimed at all ages and inclusive to everyone. It comes every Sunday, and inshallah you guys enjoy it. So this week I'll be continuing this series on the 99 Days of Allah's Promise series. Whilst I'll also be talking about Father's Day as well, as Father's Day is today. So, ensure you guys enjoy it and let's go on with the episode. So, it's time for the 99 names that are on the series. This week, we're looking at number 20, which is the name Al Qabid, which is the restricted one. The contrary, the withholder, the one who considered the superintendent, wisdom, expand, then it is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qadid, which is meaning wherever he wills come to bid, he is the one who enrich and makes poor. He decides to withdraw something or make something sad, to take off all souls at a death time, stretch his hand to believers, repent and turn to him. Just in the mention of the Quran, from the letters QBR, which stands for taking in his hand, clutch, lay hold the grip, seizure hold firmly to have ownership of something, barrier contract, shrink, draw something, draw, make sounding, make sure to contact the heart, distress, depression, lack of joy. Who is this? Who is it that loan on Spandala a great glory, a goodly loan? He may multiply it many times over, and is Allah's Spandala withdrawn and gain abundant to him, he will be returned. From the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 245. And the last one is Allah's Spandala. Extend provision to those who will and restrict and rejoy the worldly life. Whilst the worldly life is not compared to the hereafter, except enjoyment. From the Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 26. Jazakallah for listening. Next week, we'll learn Al-Basid, which is number 21. And inshallah, you guys enjoy it and you can hear more of the series next week, inshallah. So now I'm gonna play you guys in She's Good La Ilaha Illa An by Sadid as part of the She's Break this week. Inshallah you guys enjoy that. We'll enjoy that. And after the break, I'll be talking about Father's Day with a small dua and a message from my dad to my dad. So inshallah you guys enjoy it and yeah.
La ilaha illa ant, la ilaha illa ant, subhanak inni kunt من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين Long ago in those glory days You came down, showed us the way When darkness fell, led our hearts to sleep As kingdoms rose, we fell to grief From shepherds to kings, we're lost in our sins. Confessed our defeat, we know our mistakes. We'll rise up again, we'll raise up our hands. We're calling you Lord, please help us again. La ilaha illa ant, la ilaha illa ant. Subhanak inni kunt min adh-dhalimin. La ilaha illa ant. La ilaha illa ant, la ilaha illa ant Subhanak inni kunt min adh-dhalimin When tides are rough in the rain for days Is that a sign we've gone astray? In times of old when the thunder came That marked the end of their last days From shepherds to kings We're lost in our sins, confessed our defeat. We know our mistakes. We'll rise up again, we'll raise up our hands. We're calling you, Lord, please help us again.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Dear Namana with your host Namana Ahmed. Inshallah, you guys enjoyed La Ilaha Illa and by Saeed. And now I'm going to talk about Father's Day, what it is, a short dua, and a message to my dad. So let's go on with it. So what is Father's Day? So today in the UK, they're celebrating Father's Day. The purpose behind Father's Day is a day of we honor all fathers for everything they do for the children. This is the occasion to express gratitude towards one father for all his love and support. Showing gratitude to parents and treating them with kindness, love, compassion, care is considered one of the most important acts of worship in Islam. Kindness towards parents is in the glorious Quran is mentioned next to the commandment to believe in one God. In other words, every day is a Father's Day and every day is a Mother's Day in Islam, so therefore should be celebrated as much as we can. From the noble Quran and the saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of Allah be upon him, highlights the highest statues given to parents in Islam in the Quran, Surah 17, Ayah 23. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none by him, and that you are to be dutiful to your parents. If one of them or both attained old age in your life, say none to them a word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but address them in honor, term of honor, and out the kindness, low to them in wind of humanity. Say, my Lord, bestow on them their mercy, even as they cherished us in childhood. It's one of the beauties of Islam and which respects the treatment of parents. It's forbidden to the Muslims to be respectful. It's forbid the Muslims to be respectful to them, even if they should be non-Muslims who are extremely to the point of arguing with them and putting pressure on them to restore Islam. Allah said it's important to show kindness to parents by one, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, peace and blessings upon him. Two, obeying and honoring one parents is a mean of entering paradise. Three, respecting and obeying them is a way of showing gratitude to them because they are the ones who brought you into this world. And four, if a person is good to their parents, this may be a cause of their own children respecting them and showing kindness and compassionate to them. Parents has a right to receive love, discipline and care from the children, but they may give their children the same rights as well. If both parents and children submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be peace and love and peace in the family. Our parents have sacrificed so much to raise us. We can never repay them for their kindness. However, we can do our best to honor them and treat them well, and consistently make sincere du'as or prayer for them, even if they're no longer with us. The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him, encourage us to keep praying for our parents, and we'll continue to benefit them. Du'as can even be any prayer that's voiced deep from your heart. Truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hear even our slightest cries. So here's a few du'as or prayer we can use. Ya Allah, forgive me, my parents, and the believers on the day or when the judgment will come to pass. Ameen. Ya Allah, be merciful to them as they raised me when I was younger. Ameen. Ya Allah, forgive me, my parents, and whoever entered my house in faith, and all believing men and women. Ameen. Ya Allah, inspire me to always be thankful for the blessings you have granted me and my parents, to do good deeds that please you, admit me and by your grace into the ranks of your rightness servants. Amin, so Amin. So before I wrap it up, I've got a message to my dad. I hope he's actually listening to this week, because I did tell him, and my mum, bless my mum, she's going through a lot. But she's on my dad, hopefully. But yeah. So message to my dad. How can I thank you for the years you cared and support me, even though we may not get along sometimes, or have some misunderstanding? We try to care, respect, and show kindness to each other. You take time out of your busy work at any time of day and night. When I request to go somewhere, if I need something, or spending time together. You're amazing, kind, and hard-working dad. He does his best for everyone. I am thankful, Alice Mandala, for providing me with a fabulous dad. I love you and pray that Alice Mandala bless you with good health and with a long life. Amen. So, Amen. So, she's all going to have for listening to this week's episode of Day in the Morning. Well, like a Father's Day special, if you know what I mean. Inshallah, you guys enjoy it. Next week, I'll be talking about the Hajj journey, as Hajj is coming up, and I wanted to do like a special or not. So, inshallah, you guys enjoy that. We'll be enjoying that when it comes out next week. Until then, stay safe, stay awesome. For those taking exams, not long left to go. You know, that little step to the finish line. Honestly, enjoy the long summer while you can, and stay safe, stay awesome. Until next week, Allah Hafiz and peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. Turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.